It's the Hollywood Report with Rosie.
Never get it twisted.
Brought to you by Meijer. Higher standards, lower prices.
LL Cool J will not be charged with assault after breaking a burglar's jaw and nose at his home in Los Angeles. As previously reported, the rapper beat down an intruder who he caught in his kitchen. LL detained the man until cops arrived. The suspect is currently hospitalized and being treated for his injuries. Meanwhile, a rep for LL confirmed that he is safe and unharmed, adding that he is committed to keeping his family safe and is cooperating with authorities. A judge has ordered Usher to reopen his ex-wife's Saks Fifth Avenue credit card after he closed the account last year. The closed card was just one of Tamika's many grievances in her ongoing custody fight against Usher, and now the court is holding him in contempt for pulling the plug on her account, which she claims she needs it to do her job as a stylist. The court also awarded Tamika $1,300 for the nanny. The judge has yet to determine the ex-couple's custody and support issues. The aftermath effect of the fight between Drake and Chris Brown is far from over, as a new victim has come forward claiming that he was injured during the incident. Model Romaine Julian is suing the two along with the WIP Club, alleging he suffered severe personal injuries, which will require future medical attention. Julian is asking the court to hold all defendants jointly liable for his injuries and is seeking them to cover all of his damages. Demetrius Ellerby, business partner of Young Jeezy, has filed a suit against the rapper and Def Jam Recordings, claiming the defendants failed to share millions of dollars in profits from songs he helped produce and promote. Ellerby said that he founded CTE Music with Jeezy in 2000, but he claims that Jeezy intentionally misappropriated funds and directed them to personal accounts. He's seeking at least $5 million. She's already facing up to 3 years in prison after failing to pay $1.8 million in federal taxes. Now Lauryn Hill has new tax troubles. Hill is being accused of failing to pay over $446,000 in state taxes to the state of New Jersey. The state has entered a civil judgment against her. TJ Jackson is now permanently sharing guardianship of Michael Jackson's children with their grandmother, Catherine. An LA judge has ruled. As previously reported, TJ was awarded temporary co-guardianship, but it was made permanent yesterday.